Welcome to Home Smart with Amy Lurari, like Ferrari, of Chesapeake Real Estate Associates. To contact Amy, call 443-480-2936 or 443-215-HOME. Email amy at allshoreamy.com and visit allshoreamy.com on the web. Equal housing opportunity.
Well, today I've got some exciting news. We have some new listings on the market, and I wanted to get this information out to you because we've got some open houses coming up. So the open houses will be held on the 13th and 14th. We're doing this, I'm pretty sure, in time to be able to let you guys know so you can get out to those. The new listings are located locally here in Chestertown. One is on Pondview Court, which is out in Crestview. That's a beautiful home that backs up to a pond. So you have that nice little setting there. And the house is very deceiving. It actually is larger than it looks from the front because it is actually three floors. So you have both the main level, which does have that main level primary bath and bedroom. So if you do not like to work up and down those stairs, that's okay. You don't have to ever leave that first level. And then there's several other rooms. So you're really about five bedrooms there because the basement's also finished off. And there's bedrooms on the second floor, a couple baths. So I don't want to give away too much because I'd love to see everybody come out to that open house on the 13th and take a look for themselves.
Now, if people aren't familiar, where is Crestview?
Crestview is actually across from the shopping center where McDonald's is and the movie theater.
Okay.
So as you go through, if you're coming from Chestertown and you go through that little light there at that entrance to that shopping center, off to your left will be the entrance to Crestview. Okay. So you turn right in there and you literally go to the stop sign, make a left, and your very first right is Pondview Court.
Okay. How long will this open house be going on?
The open house will be held on Saturday from 10 to 2. And so I do believe we have it scheduled for Sunday also. And Sunday open houses are usually 12 to 3.
Okay. Very good.
So if anybody wants to pop out, we'll be there and give you a tour. And that same weekend, we also have an open house happening on the Queen Anne County side of Chestertown, off Truslow Road.
Okay.
Coleman Drive, which is if you go down Truslow Road to the very end, you come to a stop sign. You're going to make that right-hand turn and Coleman Drive, 109 Coleman Drive, will be on your left-hand side. Same hours, Saturday open from 10 to 2, Sunday open from 12 to 3.
Okay. Is that in a neighborhood or a subdivision?
It's kind of a neighborhood there. The lot actually is kind of roomier than what it looks because we have a fenced area there, but I think it's almost an acre there.
Wow.
Very quiet neighborhood because nobody realizes it's down there. Mm-hmm. You're still close to that Chester River. Mm-hmm. So, you can go and put your boat out at the landing, or if you're not a boater, it's just a nice private spot there. Mm-hmm. The good thing about this property, it is one level. It's a ranch style home and it has a little bit of a different divided layout. So you have one bedroom that's to one side that could be a mother-in-law suite, or if you wanted a more private bedroom on one end, it has its own private bath. And then the other three are on the other end of the property or the other end of the floor plan.
Okay.
So, and then you have a nice little screen porch so you can sit out there and watch all the nature that's out that way. Just a really cool spot. And it's a cul-de-sac at the end of that Coleman Drive, so you don't have a whole lot of through traffic going on.
Oh, which makes it even more peaceful out there.
Very peaceful. So if you have kiddos that ride bikes or what have you, it's a perfect spot for them to, not have to worry about the traffic taking them out.
Mm-hmm. So any other properties that are out there that are popping up? Any areas that are hot spots?
Well, I have a listing on Orchard Drive, and okay, that one seems to be getting a lot of interest. It's being shown twice as we speak, so mm-hmm, that's good. And good thing about Orchard Drive, it's Orchard Hill, and they have those 2 acres, and some of them are even larger than that. So you are not up against your neighbor there. And this particular house, it's, I say 2+, because there's a primary bedroom on the main level with a bath. There's a guest bedroom upstairs, and then there's a loft. So that could be easily converted to a third bedroom if you need it, that privacy. Mm-hmm. If not, it could stay the loft, be whatever you deemed it to be. Mm-hmm. Deck area with a canopy and a gazebo, perfect for eating crabs. Oh. Just saying, we're on the shore here. And it also has that screen porch, a lot of English cottage gardens is what the owner calls them. So a lot of landscaping there. And she does have a landscaper if you need one. And it's just a really nice property. So don't miss out on that one. And that one is priced at $540,000. So mm-hmm. I'm not anticipating it hanging around too long. That's kind of a very desirable neighborhood around here.
It really is, because it's a little bit more spread out. There's a lot of land in between the houses. So it's, if you want a little bit of privacy, but still be in a neighborhood, that's a good place to be.
It's a good place. And you're, what, 3 minutes from downtown mm-hmm. Chestertown? Mm-hmm. So you can still get to that farmer's market and take advantage of those restaurants and bars that are local to us. Mm-hmm. And then I also have one that came active today. It's up in the Galena area off of Greg Neck Road. It's in East Beechwood Road, which is in Beechwood Glen. Yeah, Beechwood Glen, I think is the name of the community. And that one is a very cute little house. It has kind of a cottagey feel from the outside. You have to go in. I mean, the people have done slate flooring in the main area because they had dogs. And hey, they can't mm-hmm. destroy that slate.
No.
Beautifully done. The knotty pine cabinets are kind of like, I believe they were probably done by the original owners mm-hmm. and just give that really nice cottagey feel. And then the current owners refer to the house as the tree house, because when you walk in and you look, you can see straight through to the back window that overlooks the valley that leads to the water access.
Oh, wow.
So you kind of feel like you're in a tree house. And this one, too, is also a two-bedroom plus, because there's an upstairs bedroom that has this bathroom that it looks like something out of one of those magazines, home magazines.
Wow.
They had that redone with a shower. You just got to see it to believe it. And then off of that room, there's a room that we call either a tandem bedroom or a captured bedroom, because you have to go through that one bedroom to get to it.
Uh-huh.
Now it's being used as like a dressing room, so you could, you know, utilize it as a nursery, whatever, you know, you need. And then downstairs there's another bedroom with another bath that Jack and Jill's between that bedroom and the laundry area, and can also be a guest bathroom so that your guests can utilize that one.
Wow.
And that one has a jetted tub. So if you like to really relax in a jetted tub, mm-hmm. you're not going to want to miss that one.
Sounds like you'll feel like you're on vacation the whole time you're home.
Absolutely. So and that area gets a lot of second home owners, mm-hmm. But the people who were selling, it was their primary home. I believe they shed a tear or two when they drove out of the driveway, but mm-hmm. life happens. Mm-hmm. So they're really hoping that someone who appreciates the home as much as they do will come in and you know, buy it and enjoy that water access on the Sassafras River.
Mm-hmm. So if someone wants to learn more about these open houses and they want to take advantage of seeing these beautiful homes that are coming up on the market, how do they do that?
Well, they can reach out to me, Amy Lorari, Allshore Amy with Chesapeake Real Estate Associates. My office line is 443-215-HOME.
Oh, that's easy.
Easy to remember. And then my cell phone, which is attached to my hip, is 443-480-2936. You can reach me online, amy@allshoreamy.com. Check out my website at allshoreamy.com, or look at ChesapeakeRealEstateAssociates.com and check out all our listings that we have in the area.
You've been listening to Home Smart with Amy Lorari of Chesapeake Real Estate Associates. To contact Amy, call 443-480-2936 or 443-215-HOME. Email amy@allshoreamy.com and visit allshoreamy.com on the web. Equal housing opportunity.